Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Sometimes on these shows, we talk about real serious stuff, but this is just one of the, this is a favorite show all the time. Fredericksburg baseball. We I don't even have to call it Fredericksburg baseball,
know,
Robbie, anymore.
Right?
You got
right.
a name.
I know. Fredericksburg Nationals. Thanks for having me back on, Ted. It's good to be back.
Robbie Perry with the Fred Nets here this morning. When you were last here, we were talking about the naming, and that
Absolutely.
Was the naming and the logos were as the logos and everything were as spectacular as
Absolutely.
Advertised.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny, like when we announced the name, that Nationals, there was people were like, oh, you know, you're not original, all this, you know, it's funny. But like the Nationals were by far, when we did a survey and like picked the name, it was by far the number one choice.
I had hoped that was going to be
and
it.
And then when right. we won, when the Washington Nationals won, everyone's like, oh, yeah, good thing Nationals, let's go. You know,
yeah.
and like so quickly people have turned back to the name. And, of course, everyone has loved the logos. Obviously, you know, the George Washington
yeah.
logo is phenomenal. Like, I mean, we got new sweatshirts in, you know, and we're going to have different long sleeves and everything in the logo. I mean, I just want to get it all. Like we were just talking about, like,
yeah. Oh, it's
me up.
It's
you know?
So hard. I've said to several people I've noticed in the last week, I mean, it's hard for me not to every day want to go into the store and just kind of browse around and see what's there. No, I did think especially when the Nationals beat the Dodgers. I remember thinking, boy, I am sure you guys are all saying, I'm glad we didn't change the
right?
name to some quirky little thing for match Fredericksburg, because boy, what a hot name that is right now.
It's unbelievable. You know, we actually had a staff meeting on Monday, and our general manager said, you know, guys, you need to kind of really like soak in the fact that you may never work in another baseball team or another sports team where you're building a new stadium in a new market,
yeah.
where also your affiliate an hour away just won the World Series or championship, depending what league you're in, won the title in the same year. Like that would never happen. Like, I mean, maybe once every 30 years, but the excitement level, I mean, talk about a perfect storm. It is,
yeah.
I mean, unbelievable. And we couldn't be happier. We couldn't be excited, you know, even more excited. But all I'm saying is that, you know, I don't think it's a coincidence that, you know, the team that I left, the Jackson Generals, just won the Southern League Championship. And then I came here and then we won. And then just, you know, I'm telling you, watch out for the Fredericksburg Nationals,
right.
the Carolina League, because
you're here.
Success, right?
Yeah,
it follows me, I guess.
It's just following you. I am sure I am not the only one, because as I've talked to family and friends from out of town and have said, hey, you know, you got to come visit us this summer. We'll go to a ball game. And then to describe it and just to say, you know, if we had had this team 2 years ago, we'd be saying right now, yeah, we saw Juan Soto play
For
here.
Sure.
We saw Victor Robles play here.
For sure.
Ryan Zimmerman rehabbed here.
Absolutely.
And it's one thing to say, yeah, we're getting the, you know, the high A of the Nationals.
Right.
But to start naming those names and saying those guys would have been playing here.
Absolutely. We actually had funny you say that. We actually have a flash sale going through tomorrow. 11% off in the team store. It ends tomorrow. But the reason why it's 11% is because we had 11 players on, you know, that played for the Potomac Nationals
yeah.
that actually were on the World Series roster that won. So that's kind of the thing that, you know, when we push in, you know, obviously if you're in a different market, you know, let's say if you're in a market where you may not necessarily have the fans of the major league affiliate, but here we get to say, you literally, if you're a Nationals fan, you're going to go and see your future players. You're going to mm-hmm. see future World Series players, you know, future champs are going to be, and you're going to be able to interact with them that you would never be able to interact with them on a major league level just because of, you know, it's a different world. I mean, you will be able to communicate and interact with players and coaches and at our stadium in minor league baseball unlike you would be able to do it at any other level.
And I think, Robbie, you think about it, and we are so lucky just where we're at and where Nationals Park is, because you think you go down to see the squirrels and it's minor league baseball and you can have a good time, but they're associated with the Giants.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, that's, you know, so let's say if the Giants won the World Series, let's say next year they won.
Yeah.
For the Flying Squirrels, I mean, that would be great. They would, you know, but it would not have the same effect.
Mm-hmm.
It would not and that's what I was saying about the Perfect Storm. It is it's wild. It is crazy that the brand new stadium, new area, at the same time the affiliate an hour away wins. It's so very exciting, and we couldn't be happier.
Well, and I'm sure that I can't imagine the team owners and how they the pride they must have had.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
To be able to look at those 11, you know, those 11 players and remember them all coming through.
For sure. And, you know, some guys, like for some guys have been there longer. You know, we saw them more. Some were just for rehab. You know, everyone talks about Soto. I think Soto, I don't know exact number, but Soto, I think, was actually playing for the Potomac Nationals for like a career low. He like flew through the ranks fast. I think he was on like 19 days, which is crazy for somebody that young. Usually, you know, especially a hitter, they try to, you know, groom them a little bit. If you're a pitcher and you're throwing 100 miles per hour and you're hitting corners, well, you can do that at any level. You know, they'll fly you through. A hitter, they usually try to develop, you know, patience and discipline. But to be, I mean, he's the real deal. To only play, like to go through that. So Soto's, usually we get to see guys a month or 2 months or maybe a year. Soto, I think, was on the roster for like 19 days.
Right.
So but speaks more to him, if anything, you know.
But it was also because it was talked about last year about how well he played last year and how last year started out. I mean, he was in Potomac.
Absolutely, yeah.
A year ago, and went through there. So
crazy.
And those are the kind of things that, you know, we're gonna and the way the Nationals develop talent.
For sure.
They're known for that. So these are for the baseball purists.
Absolutely.
These are exciting times.
Well, and that's kind of, you know, when I would get on the national media and listen to, you know, podcasts and everybody was saying how easy, you know, nobody was saying, oh, I'm going to root against the Houston Astros, but they were saying how easy it was to root for the Washington Nationals because they really had a process and they had a plan and they stuck through it. It wasn't just like, hey, let's go spend a bunch of money. Not the way they work. It was a homegrown talent. And when you see that actually come to fruition, you know, Houston's kind of oddly kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
But that speaks to us. We're part of that. You know, when the owners would get up there and they say, hey, we want to thank our minor league affiliates, like I'm like, that's us.
That's us.
So you're going to be a part of that process when you come to the games and you watch the talent. You know, we're going to say, hey, future World Series champs right here. You're going to watch, you know, not just World Series champs somewhere else, because the Washington Nationals like to develop and keep their own. So, you know, not just ship them off.
Mm-hmm.
So you will get to see future Washington Nationals stars at a very, you know, intimate level on the field.
With the Nationals winning, have you said, is there even more? I mean, the interest has been sky high.
For sure.
And I would guess that this can't, shouldn't, it hasn't hurt. And I'm sure a lot of people have decided, hey, let's get tickets.
It's definitely not hurt. It is, you know, if anything, it's been a humongous, like, icebreaker talking with people. Like, hey, I mean, obviously you heard about the Washington Nationals, you know. So, yeah, it's helped a lot. You know, interest is at an all-time high right now, and we're definitely, you know, trying to capitalize on it, you know, and getting information out there and doing events and being out in the community and really kind of establishing the relationship with us with, you know, different nonprofits in the community, different, you know, different things going on. Like, for example, for our parade party, basically, was a party for the people that couldn't go to the parade in Washington. So Gore Mouth's really put on this event, and I mean, they did a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
They had two skydivers come down. They released the sandwich. There's a sandwich. It's a Fred Natty Slammer. I think this was called Fred Natty Slammer.
Wow.
And it's a hot dog. It's coleslaw. It's barbecue, pickles, everything. And you can get it at Gore Mouth's. We have our own sandwich.
Sometimes you guys just must sit back and just say, what's happening here?
Only in Fredericksburg. Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing. We were talking with one of the owners. I was like, can we like hashtag only in Fredericksburg? Because I mean, like every time I just shake my head, I'm like, only in Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
In the best way possible. The excitement and the creativity of the thing, you know, like, hey, let's have this event and let's bring out a DJ and skydivers and we'll have a sandwich. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it was one of those things that we didn't even have to. It wasn't even like we just were like, hey, yeah, can we sell some things? Like they put on the whole event. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
These are great times. The Fred Nats, our focus this morning. Robbie Perry here from the team. We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about an event next Saturday because on Saturday the 16th, we're going to get to view the next,
absolutely,
the next part of the team puzzle. We'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Robbie Perry in this morning from the Fred Nats, the Fredericksburg Nationals. So much fun being able to say the name. The last time I couldn't get it out of you guys.
I know.
You guys,
I know.
It must have been fun having that secret. And the day of the reveal was great because you all had the generic shirts
for
on, and
sure,
you knew at some point you were all going to slip in and
for sure
put everything
well, you
on.
Know, it was actually, Ted, it's funny because I'm surprised that it didn't accidentally slip out because I was like, Fredericksburg baseball, you know? It
yeah.
was just like, don't say Nationals. So I'm surprised that nobody accidentally let it slip. So especially coming on here, I remember the whole time I was like, it's baseball. And every time when I would say Fredericksburg, I was like, baseball, you know? Deep down, I was like, it's Nationals, but, you know. So.
No, and everybody the day of were, because by that point, a lot of people knew, and I didn't realize a lot of people were going to go up. And I did wonder, but it never occurred to me, the day of the reveal, you had a number of people that from the city that were wearing things, but they
for
all
sure.
were wearing jackets, and
for
they
sure.
all were zipped up. And I remember thinking, it's not that hot.
Yes, yes. So but for the, you know, I guess fashion reveal, they all had sweatshirts or jackets. And my whole thing was like, okay, maybe after the reveal, because they had some time, go and then put on the gear. But I guess they just wanted to keep it zipped
but
up.
Everybody knew. I kept saying to city officials and people I knew, do you know the name? And they all said, yeah. But
right.
Nobody
they
said anything.
They were a vault. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Like you say, it was funny because, and I really was hoping for Nationals. So, mm-hmm. when that was announced, it was very, the huge crowd that was downtown, there was kind of this.
Well, you know, because minor league baseball is so often correlated.
Oh, it is.
You know. Okay, what is it going to be? The Fredericksburg Slugs or something?
Yeah.
You know, something, and you can do branding and all different things of that sort. So, you know, I get the part like, oh, a little disappointment. But at the same time, everybody, that the resounding want from people were the Nationals. It wasn't even close.
Yeah.
It wasn't even close.
That's right. I had heard that.
Yeah, it was. So, but then we all, you know, and this is what, you know, I've been telling people is that, if your fear is that we're not going to be original and we're going to be just ho-hum, we do not worry. We're going to we're working on a promo schedule right now. And, you know, we'll have our, you know, typical, you know,
yeah.
like, you know, minor league baseball, you have to have a Star Wars night just because Lucas is so good to work with. But, I mean, some of our nights are going to be like, wow, did y'all come up with that in the lab? It's going to be very original.
Yeah.
It's going to be very exciting. It's going to be unusual. It's going to be creative. It's going to be constant entertainment. We're not going to just rely on this beautiful state-of-the-art ballpark. It is going to be hands-on, fun, entertainment for everybody.
Well, involved. I can't wait because, I mean, and that's – That's your area too.
Absolutely.
So and so I know that's what you're stirring the pot and putting everything together.
Oh man!
But within minutes of you announcing the name, I think when the George Washington logo came out in the Cityscape logo, those two were just game changers.
Absolutely.
Because you just looked at it and you just saw all kinds of things that could be done with them.
Absolutely. The George Washington logo.
Oh, it's just brilliant.
Amazing. I absolutely love that logo. So obviously, you know, with apparel, there's so many different things that you can do with that. Then the Fred Nats landscape logo is beautiful. It's very, you know, speaks to this area. And so we love that. We also just got a bunch of apparel in with that logo on. We didn't have it until about a week or two ago.
Yeah.
So we actually have t-shirts and sweatshirts in the team store now with more. We have more George apparel as well, but we do have the landscape logo in on 601 Caroline Street. And everything you can get there is 11% off until tomorrow.
Well, I told you a little bit earlier, but when the mayor was in a few weeks ago, I did not have the hats with the F. And she had that and brought it, and it sat on the counter for the hour she was in. And I think I looked at it. I was more focused on the hats than what she was saying. I don't even know what she talked about.
Right, I was just staring at
it. And so that morning, literally, after she left, I mean, I was at the store about when it opened because I thought, I got to get one of those. I got to get one of those.
Yeah, we just had a new batch of hats about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
She added the George to another. I saw the.
So we had, I don't know all the, I guess the hat lingos, but the hats that we had at the team reveal, the logos were a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
On the hat, you know, they kind of were, I guess what they call dad hats. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But we got new hats and they have like different color schemes and all that. And the George logo on some of them are like way. About 2-3 times as large.
Saw that.
So we have them fitted and we have them adjustable hats as well.
So no, the team store keeps adding things, and like I said, it's gonna be a problem.
And we're gonna add more. We're gonna add even more. We're revealing a new logo next Saturday, November 16th. We have an event going on. It's gonna be 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it's basically gonna be Mary Washington's birthday party. It's gonna be at her house. On 1200 Charles Street. And there we're going to be revealing a new logo and we're going to be revealing our jerseys as well. So we're going to have three jerseys there. It's going to be our home, our away, and one of our alternates. We're going to have two alternates, but we're only going to show one of the alternates there. And so we're going to have three of the jerseys. We're going to do the logo, kind of have a little birthday party. We actually have a cake, courtesy of Paul's Bakery. So we have a cake there as well.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's an event not as large, obviously, as the team reveal and the branding reveal, but it's just another event to kind of showcase, you know, our jerseys are in a new logo that we'll be selling apparel there on the spot as well.
So I'm assuming that whether it's starting next Saturday or at some point, like you can buy various versions of the Nationals jerseys. Will the jersey be available?
Yes. So the logo that we're revealing, that apparel will be there that we'll be selling. But also, yes, when we reveal the jerseys, we'll be selling the jerseys, and you can just flat out buy the jersey. You can fly out buy the jersey, but you can also buy the jersey and get it customized as well. So you can
put
numbers on and your name, or you can put, you know, a player's number and name on it, you know, kind of whatever you want. I know some people, especially a lot of the season ticket holders, are going to probably want to put, you know, their number and their name on it. But then, you know, somebody might want to put, you know, whoever played for us, they might want to put Soto, you know, Soto's number and Soto's name on it.
Yeah.
So we'll be offering that as well.
How exciting is that kind of that? I'm really looking forward to seeing now what in my mind I have an idea what it may look like, but it's like trying to pick the name and you have no idea.
Absolutely. Well, you know, so the event is not going to be as long as the other event, so it's come out 11 a.m. November 16th next week and at Mary Washington's house. And
so do you have somebody to, I guess you've got people to model these jerseys.
Yes, actually, we have, you know, Mary University, Mary Washington, we got their baseball team.
Oh, good.
So we have three, you know, models, you know, three baseball players. And the reason why we're doing that, I mean, it could be me, but I'd rather have, we talked to the coach and he's like, yeah, I think I have like a 6'4" first baseman. I'm like, that would be perfect.
Yeah.
Because then people are like, oh, that's what the baseball players will actually look like. You know?
Sure.
And they've been so gracious and so just, you know, helpful. So, we really appreciate them coming out.
So, did you say that you've got two? You'll have two alternate jerseys.
So we'll have four total jerseys. We're gonna have our theme night jerseys.
Yeah,
we're planning to do a couple of those. But we're also you have a home, away, and then we are planning to do two alternates. But we're only gonna be showing one of the alternates next Saturday.
What's exciting about the Carolina League, and you know, I've already heard people talking about and looking at the schedule and saying, you know, hey, you know, I may go to Lynchburg, I may go to down for to sure. Salem for the, you know, or go down even to some of the North Carolina cities. It'll be interesting just when people travel with the team.
For sure. And you know, one thing, you know, right off the bat, what we want to do is, and we're in the beginning stages of it, so it might not happen this year, might happen next year, but we want to do like Battle of the Fredericks or something with, you know, the Frederick, you know, so maybe like actually create a physical trophy and whoever like has the overall record against each other at the end of the year will like be presented the trophy and they'll hold it into the next year. So yeah, in that way, you kind of maybe can encourage, be like, hey, let's go down, you know, let's travel down to the game, you know, next week, wherever, kind of depends where it ends.
Yeah.
And just have some fun with it, you know, just, you know, that's where you can have fun on social media, you know, and it's because usually in minor league, it's unusual because you usually compete, but you don't really kind of, you know, it's so, because we don't control any of the baseball itself,
yeah,
you know? So it's this weird, like, you're always rooting to win, but at the same time, if your team is doing really, really, so let's say we win 20 games in a row, well, that means our players are playing really well, so they're all going to get sent up, you know?
Yes.
So it's funny. It's unusual. But I highly encourage, you know, everyone here in Fredericksburg to come out and watch that. It's such a weird, like, you root for a guy and you create this relationship with him, you know, a player. Let's say he's a catcher and you interact with him and he's doing so well and, you know, he's hitting 300 and he's playing great defense, and then he gets sent up to double A, and you're like sad, but at the same time, since you create that relationship with him, you're really happy for him, you know?
And you follow
like,
him, and
so excited for him, you know, and you're rooting for him, but at the same time, you're like, selfishly, I'm upset he left, you know. Like,
but then when the day comes when you hear he's, or you're watching TV and you see him playing for the Nationals on TV,
sure.
All
and,
of a sudden,
and I'll tell you what, guys, we'll be the first ones in line to buy those guys' jerseys, you know, because it's not just, oh, they're playing for the Nationals now, and it's just not just a name that you read on social media or you read online, that you really will create relationships with them, you know, you will, it becomes this relationship that you can't just develop on a major league level just because, you know, not because, oh, they're these different people. It's just, you know, there's different barriers. It's a different, it's just a different world.
Yeah. Robbie Perry here with the Fred Nats. When we come back, we're going to talk about season tickets. We're going to talk about ticket sales and much more coming up with Robbie Perry this morning. Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:32.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Robbie Perry with the Fred Nats here this morning. Great stuff. This is just so exciting, Robbie.
Oh,
you just, I, all of us, We don't really have an idea of what once you can go over by Central Park right now. You go over by the Expo Center and you see the dirt being moved and it's starting to take shape.
Absolutely.
But boy, when that stadium starts going, when it starts being built up, you're telling me that the dugouts.
We were actually talking about this. We were going to plan where we all go out because our owners and our general manager have been out and they say that. When we go out, you need to buy specific boots because if you're wearing tennis shoes or dress shoes, you're ruining them.
Oh, I'm sure.
Goodbye. So we're gonna plan like where we actually go out there and like physically are out there, but we're still ahead of schedule. You know, it was one of those things. You know, and I know people are like, "Come on, you know, are we still playing? I mean, are we really playing?"
There is all kinds of murmuring.
For sure.
April 23rd, that's what they say.
I
don't see how it's going to happen. For sure. You hear that.
So, I was one of them. I was the same thing. I was like, okay, guys, like, come on. Like, it's just me. Like, are we playing? You know, especially because I'm going out there and I'm telling people. I'm getting on the radio. Like,
yeah.
Come on. Like, and they're like, yes, 100%. We'll be playing April 23rd. Baseball, the stadium be ready. We'll be playing baseball April 23rd. And we're super excited. So, yeah, they did. They are finishing the dugouts. You know, obviously they have they're doing wiring, plumbing, all that. And then they go back. So they go behind you. Then they start working on, the seating, all that. Then I guess they go up after that. So once they start going up, then we'll really be like, oh, okay, here we go. Here it comes.
It's happening. It's happening.
I see it now. I see it.
Now, just as I think about it, as it goes up, and then boy, in the spring when they bring that sod in, and anytime you go to any kind of a ballpark, whether it's minor league or major league, the thing is, you go in and you see that grass
for sure,
and it always just takes your breath away.
It's gonna be here. Yeah, it's gonna be beautiful. It's gonna be the stadium. One thing that we're going to have that's going to be basically a premium compared to a lot of minor league baseball stadiums. A lot of minor league baseball stadiums is not 360, doesn't wrap around. So you can't go and catch a home run ball.
Yeah.
You can catch all the foul balls you want, but very unusual. I would say it's a pretty small percentage of minor league baseball stadiums where you can go out to left field and hang out and catch a home run ball.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's very, it's a premium that obviously we'll have, and that is something that's very exciting for me because, usually if you had a home run ball and it goes out in left field, and that ball is, see you later. Maybe the grounds crew will find it.
Yeah.
But we're going to have the opportunity to, fans will be out there and they'll be trying to, especially in the future, all-star games, home run derbies, everyone's going to be over there.
Yeah.
So it obviously in the stadium is going to be beautiful. But one thing that, is underrated, and I think that a lot of people that will really appreciate it once they're there, is to be able to start at home plate and walk all the way round and go back to home plate. It's going to be, and of course, we're going to have events, activities all around the ballpark. It's going to be absolutely beautiful, but that's something I'm very excited for.
Yeah, Robbie Perry with the Fred Nets here this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Schedule came out a few weeks ago, and I hadn't even, when I finally looked at the schedule and then kind of matched the teams up, I had forgotten that Frederick is associated with the Orioles, so that sets up a real nice, because there are still Orioles fans around
absolutely. Maybe Fredericksburg against Frederick, we could do Battle of the Freds,
yeah,
whatever the name we want to do, and maybe we can give a trophy and everything, and so that's something that we're really excited about, maybe even get our fans to travel down to Frederick, if it's like the pinnacle of the series, who's going to win the season long series and, the Battle of the Freds and whatever the physical trophy we're going to create, just to have some tongue in cheek fun. So yeah, we're very excited
because I guess the league gave put the Nats on the road for a few weeks just to give the stadium a chance to get finished.
Nobody, that was before I came. Nobody has specifically told me that's what they're doing, but
it would appear
that they've been very gracious and be like, here, give you guys, I guess, 2.5 weeks, some extra time, get the stadium ready. Because, you know, wherever, you know, what I've seen, usually it's you start at home or you have like one series on the road and then you're at home. So to suddenly have 3 or 4 series on the road, yeah, it's pretty unusual.
The benefit of that is May.
Exactly. Well, this is the huge benefit of it is that early April can be still pretty stinking cold.
Right, yeah.
So April 23rd in 2.5 weeks, I mean, you know, what is it, 17 days or something? That in April, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
You know? So hopefully April 23rd, it's going to be in the 70s, you know, low 70s, beautiful. You know, spring is here. And obviously our May is just jam-packed. Our May is going to be jam-packed. That one weekend in June is going to be, we have some pretty exciting things for that weekend, which we're just going to absolutely crush it. Then obviously July, August is very heavy. I think we have 3 weekends in August. I think we have 3 weekends in July as well. So, we have obviously July 4th. July 4th. It's on a Saturday, which is cool, but a little unfortunate that you don't get the day off. I guess you get that Friday off, but it's the best when it like lines up on a Thursday and you have an extra long weekend. But yeah, so that we're gonna have, you know, plenty of activities, and obviously the fireworks show is gonna be unreal that night. You know, what's better than, you know, summer and baseball on 4th of July?
Right,
perfect.
And you got it right here. When the team goes to, because the team will go to spring training with the Nationals down in Florida, and then I guess everyone gets assigned. Is that how that works?
Yeah. So it's kind of it's you know. It's wild. You have to respect, you know, the coach. We'll know the coaching staff. The coaching staff in advance. And we can get like a estimated guess of who will be on our roster. But that's really all it is a guess. It's just these guys won't know where they're playing until 3 or 4 days before. So that's when we get the roster. So let's say I think it's April 9th or one of those days is the first home game. First game.
The first game, yeah.
And we probably won't know until, April 5th, April 6th.
Yeah.
And the players won't know either. So some of these guys might be on AA, AAA, you know, and so they don't know. You know, they might have more of an idea where they're going, but we really don't know. So when people tell us, oh, who's going to be on your team? We're not just like kidding around when we're saying, oh, we don't know. No, we literally don't know.
Yeah.
Like, we'd have no clue.
That's all controlled. That is all controlled. With the Nationals.
All controlled. And it's not like, oh, we have, you know, this 20-man roster and these are the players that might change. No, we don't know anybody until right before the season, which is, you got to respect just their willingness to, on a whim, just to pack their bags and who knows where they might be and Florida one day, and then, you know, it's just crazy how they just get up and leave.
And especially in this case, with a new team and all, a lot of, you know, this team, more than likely, they're all coming to Fredericksburg for the first time ever.
Sure. Yeah, oh, absolutely. And I think that those guys are going to be very blessed when they get here and they see, you know, how we've already had people reaching out for billets, like, oh, we can host them and host families. And
if someone's interested in doing that, just contact the.
So I don't know exactly that whole process, okay. Because where I came from, it was people didn't have that interest. But I think in with the Potomac Nationals, there were hosts. So I honestly have no clue yet. I don't know if that'll be something that goes through us or goes through.
There was an organization that did that.
Okay.
So I think they were coming down.
Once we obviously get closer, it's still a long ways away from April. But as we get closer, we'll kind of, you know, see like they might be reaching out to like the families and who'll be willing to
host. It's a learning experience for all of us.
Absolutely.
It's going to be really exciting just to see.
Very exciting. It's going to be very, very exciting. And, you know, and the city of Fredericksburg has done an unbelievable job of really reaching out and you know, like we've, you know, we're here, we're saying this is, you know, obviously Fredericksburg's team and, you know, it's your team. And, but just the reaching out and the support from the city has just been overwhelming. And I personally can't wait to kind of, give back, basically. You know, obviously, you know, when we get our mascot, we're going to want to do be involved in the community and everything. But really, when the season starts and like really kind of validate that trust that they're putting in, you know, be like, okay, it's not just this cool ballpark, but you know, we want to truly, you know, touch, you know, definitely families' lives and you know, nonprofits and children and you know, create baseball fans. We want to be not just a ballpark that's really fancy, but we want to hit on all levels. And I can't wait to really kind of give back to Fredericksburg, where so far they've just been, the support and love has been unbelievable.
Well, I was just so struck the day of the day of the reveal, and every time he spoke, but when Art Silber gets up and talks, the passion he has and the love he has for baseball and this team,
absolutely,
you can't just help but just think this is just a really authentic family.
Absolutely,
and when we're lucky to have this team.
You know, it's something that for me, you know, it's a family business. That's what, you know, when we're talking about coming here, that's what their big thing, the resounding, this is family. It's a family business. We're all in it together. And so far, you know, those words weren't hollow. It is a family. Everybody cares about each other. And when it's at a high level, it trickles down. You know, they always say about good ownership, you know, and what good ownership can do for a team. And it's so true when you're at a team that doesn't have great ownership, it's one of those things where, okay, you know, you don't necessarily see the trickle-down effect.
Yeah.
But when you do have this phenomenal ownership, you see this trickle-down effect. And it is, I mean, it goes down all the way down to it's gonna trickle down from us to game day staff to, you know, to interns all the way up, because it's a family in that – We're going to sacrifice our time, efforts, all that for each other, not just for our own individual, you know, efforts and wants, but we're all a team, we're a family, and it's very cool. And it's inspiring, you know, like we're in it together.
Yeah. So. Need to take a break. When we come back, Robbie, we're going to wrap it up and talk about again next Saturday, the reveal of the uniform. There's also World Series t-shirts. I'm not sure if they're going on sale today or they're going to go on sale, but I saw them on the Facebook page. And again, that team store is going to be a tough place for me, because I see a lot of things I want. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll be back and wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Robbie Perry with the Fred Nats here this morning. This is always fun. Over the next 6 months or so, Robbie, it's just going to be fun having doing these shows and talking about things. Again, next Saturday, the 16th, 11 to 1 at the Mary Washington House over on Charles Street. You're celebrating Mary Washington's birthday and the jerseys.
Yeah, so we're celebrating Mary Washington's birthday. Interesting fact about that, Ted. So I guess when Mary Washington was born, like early 1700s, they always didn't record women's birthdays. So we're not exactly sure when her birthday was. They said she was born sometime from 1707 to 1709, sometime in November. So it's kind of like, okay, well, we're going to be celebrating 311 years. That's how old she'd be turning. So we're at her birthday party, we're going to have a cake. We're also going to reveal a new logo there, and we're going to be revealing three of our jerseys. It's going to be a home, away, and one of our alternates. The event will be from 11 to 1 next Saturday, November 16th, and it'll be at obviously Mary Washington's home, 1200 Charles Street.
I can't imagine. What, I mean, it seems to me that you've tapped everything out for Logo. So right? I'm really looking forward absolutely. To what this is.
You know, that's the exciting. We got everything in the team reveal. You know, we still have that, but we even got more apparel that came in. We got new hats. We got sweatshirts, and then next week we're getting more winter gear. We're getting we're obviously getting more sweatshirts even in now, and then we're getting long sleeves, 3/4 sleeves. So all that stuff will be coming in the next week. And so when that's coming out, make sure to pay it, you know, stay tuned to our Facebook, our Instagram, and our Twitter, where in our website, where we'll be revealing all the updates and all the information about, you know, what's in this team store, what kind of sale items, all that kind of fun stuff.
I can't even wait to when next spring, when the season starts, and whether you're watching Masson or listening to the radio broadcasts when they give the minor league updates.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be there. Absolutely. It's going to be us.
I know. It's wild. It's so cool, and I can't believe that the Washington Nationals won the World Series.
Right.
And we're opening a new stadium all in the same year. And you know, one thing that we talked about, but I would love to get with the Nationals and try to get the World Series, the trophy down for at least the game.
Oh, I never thought of that. Oh, I'm sure at some point that'll happen.
You know, I think the trophy goes on a tour. I'm not exactly sure. You know, I know that's something with the Stanley Cup, but if we could get it down for a weekend, maybe even opening weekend, how cool would that be? That would be so cool.
Yeah. Oh, there are all kinds of tie-ins, because
Absolutely. You
even think about the fact that Ryan Zimmerman being a UVA guy and having connections
for sure.
to Virginia, and you think at some point
for sure. he went to where did he go to high school? I think it was like
Virginia Beach.
Well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean that's crazy. Like, think about how important that was for him to win. You know, obviously been in the same organization. You know, went to college, went to high school here. You know, I mean that is. And you could tell when he was talking, you know, it was when he got there and spoke, it was a little extra special for him, special for everybody, but it meant just a little bit more to him, you know, because of how long he's been there and how much he's actually been through.
Well, it was all just goosebumps around. I know you just watched it and you just kept thinking, this is great for the Washington Nationals, but for the
it's
Fredericksburg
huge.
Nationals,
it's huge.
This is great. Well, we are out of time, unfortunately. Again, 11-1 next Saturday, Mary Washington House. Check out the jerseys. Go to the Facebook page. Has all kinds of information, and if you're interested in season tickets, that's still out there.
Absolutely.
Robbie Perry with the Frednest. Robbie, it's always great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll do it again soon. Thank
Absolutely.
You. I guess
soon.
The next thing will be the mascot.
The mascot will be the next thing. Absolutely.
Robbie Perry, the Fredericksburg Nats, our guest. That is it. We'll see you Monday on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.